Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was driving down the street, Steve. And Pat, I noticed this billboard as I was driving. And I saw this really big billboard, and I saw this Marine. This chiseled Marine. I mean, you could just... On the billboard. Mm-hmm. You know, his jawline was just, I mean, just fierce. Just, you could tell his broad shoulders. Mm-hmm. And he had the whole gear, you know, not the hat. What do you call it? The cap? The cover.
No hats.
He had his cover. No hats in the military, I was informed.
We'll forgive you of that.
He had his cover on. He had his whole, you know...
Dress alphas.
Dress blues.
Dress blues. Thank you, Steve.
But they call it a suit.
Suit. You know, dress blues, you know. He was sharp. I mean, he was sharp. Mm-hmm. And I used to watch those commercials all in high school. I'm like, man, look at the Marines. He used to come out with the sword. I'm thinking, mm-hmm. Do they give you the sword when you first sign in? What do you do? Mm-hmm. What do you have to do to get the sword? And the sword was cool, you know?
It's not given.
Oh.
It's only earned.
It's only earned. Okay. But this is what the caption said. This is what the billboard said as I was driving by. It says, we don't take applications. We take commitments. Mm. And that hit me right between the eyes. You know, we don't take applications. We take commitments. And you're looking today where people are just offering all these different things for people to be a part of. Here, come here, sign in. Like us on Facebook. You know, get one of these, get one of those. And they're almost like begging people to be a part of them. But the Marines just want to let you know plainly, you know, I respect all military, all forms, you know, all branches. My uncle served 20 years in the Air Force, had friends in the Navy, and my dad was in the Army, so I love them all. But when you think about the Marines, oftentimes you think about this elite, you know, fighting machine, if you will. And you think about, you know, people that make a serious commitment, and right off the bat, you know, that Steve, you know, we have a Marine here with us. I didn't hear a hoorah, nothing come out of here, you know, but we have a Marine with us, and it's a serious deal. These guys don't play, if you will. And in fact, in 1918, the Germans gave them a nickname, and they called them Devil Dogs. And the reason they called them that is those men fought so ferocious. It looks like they were just coming at them with everything they had. Mm-hmm. And so they had a reputation all the way from back then. Mm-hmm. And so you look at that and you say, wow, you know, that's pretty interesting. And people want to be a part of not something that everybody just, you know, whatever, but something that means, you know, true significance and something to be maybe respected and want to be a part of something that has, you know, I don't want to say value, but significance, I guess, is a great word. But when I think about how the gospel is presented so many times, it's presented in a way that there's no commitment. It's like as if Jesus is taking applications, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, just fill out this little paper here. And it's like the captain of the host is saying, you know, just all you got to do is pray a little prayer and you're in. Don't just say that all you have to do is believe. Mm-hmm. And you're okay. And you don't see the level of commitment. You don't see the level of passion. You don't see the level of allegiance. And oftentimes it's because of the way it's actually being presented. It's the way how the gospel is being shared. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, the captain of the host is worthy of commitments, not just applications. Mm. Yes, the offer is extended to everyone, mm-hmm. and he doesn't discriminate it, but he wished that all would be saved. But you understand what save means. Mm-hmm. You got to understand what this means. And many are just kind of wanting to check off a box, and they have maybe their own reasons for wanting to be, you know, a part. But you need to understand what that actually means. And when you sign up, if you will, when you receive the Lord in your life, you're not just accepting the Lord because of quote-unquote benefits, but you're understanding that there is an allegiance to his lordship. There is a commitment to who he is. and that you're pledging your life to him. You understand that you have been bought with a price. Your life is not your own. You're grateful that he would even associate with me or you. You know, I'm grateful. I'm like, Lord, you know, you allow me to just see.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. And then what we do when we do that, when we give our lives to him, we train.
Man.
We develop. We grow. We allow our roots to go down deep so that fruit can come up.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, the word Christian has been like, I don't know, it's like so over, you know, you don't say overused, but it's like, what does that mean today in America? What does that mean? I like to say, you know, hey, he or she is a follower of Christ, or I'm a follower. Well, why do you say that? Because they actually follow him. They actually implement and practice the word of God and his instructions and what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting. So God's called us to make disciples, train ones, learn ones. And when you look at it, you know, you really understand that, you know, it's not about just signing up. But it's about making a commitment, and we're living in a time, and I've said this before, Steve, that you know how much Christian literature there is out there today? I mean, how many Christian Bible bookstores are available and the amount of books that are being published today? There's more Christian literature and information and helps and messages and downloads. I mean, it used to be you just have to order a cassette tape, you know, mm-hmm. and it took 5 weeks to get it, mm-hmm. you know, and you were happy because you got some sort of a series or something, and it just took forever. Now you can actually download a message and as many as you'd like, and a lot of the stuff right now is available for free. Just here, mm-hmm. take it, here, mm-hmm. just take it. And yet you would think that that would produce, with all of that revelation, all of those helps, all of those resources, you would think that there'd be a depthness, and certainly there is. I mean, we've known believers that are totally all out for God. Well, I'm speaking more in general in terms, at large, the church at large. And why do I say that? Well, I mean, you know, the numbers are in. You know, we're not making things up. George Barna says that in his statistics that 81% of believers are not even reading the Bible, 19% are reading the Word of God, and of those 19%, only 3% actually feel responsible for their own spiritual development. So it's like, hey, you know, let's catch a clue.
Right.
And we can look at society and see what's even happening, you know, and say, hey, are we doing our part? Where are we in this? And which basically helps us to redirect us and find out what is being shared about Jesus then. Mm. What are we producing? What's being shared? Because the level of commitment is like, where is it? You know, where is it? Mm. And so we've got to start examining and looking at how the commitment to the Lord is being shared, being preached, right?
Right.
You know, and we talked about that. You know, are we, you know, oftentimes, sometimes it's even sincere. People are just saying, hey, just come to God. He's going to fix your life. Your life is going to be perfect. He's going to bless you. He's going to do all these things. All you just sign here. In fact, you know what? Hold the pen and I'll just move the paper. You don't even have, you know, it's like.
When Jesus says, deny yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's just cross. Like, you know, exactly. Yeah. You know, but it's just like, come on in and just here. Just here. And it's like a decoration or a badge, if you will, that you just kind of put on your outer jacket only when it's convenient. But there's no talk of, hey, understand that you need to count the cost. Understand what this means. And I often, you know, think about, you know, is there any kind of presentation, you know, that, hey, you give your life to God. Let's see. Because he's God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You give your life to God because he is God. And a lot of times it's a kind of like, you know, if you give him two of these, he'll give you three of those. If you give him, it's like, we don't make deals with God. We come to him because he is God. And the only reason that we're alive today, the only reason that we are actually, you know, breathing in air is to have a relationship with him. But somehow that's gotten twisted to mm-hmm. think that we're just alive, and maybe if we can just get him to touch what we're doing, then we're okay. I'll just add a little bit of Jesus into what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the depthness? Where's the commitment? Where's the prayer life?
I think about, you know, we've talked about it before that, you know, you're saying that if we present someone a Tylenol, but they have no awareness that they have a headache,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to reach for that Tylenol. Even if you present a genuine need of a Tylenol or a healing or whatever it is, and they don't know that they have a headache, they're not going to desire it. They're not going to want it. They're not going to realize they need it. And that's the thing. It's just like what's being presented. We've gotten away from the simple presentation of sin.
Hello.
We have gotten away from that awareness of just like sin is real.
Mm.
God judges sin. Like you said, and please correct me, I don't remember how it is, like a fireman puts out fires.
Yeah, the same way a firefighter puts out fire, you know, a police officer does what? Arrest people. That's what they do, right?
Yeah.
You know, God deals with sin. You know, you got to deal with sin. Sin has to be dealt with. It's not something that's a strange thing. It's the reality. He's so pure. He's so holy. He's so spotless. Don't take it personal. He just can't be in the presence of sin.
He's holy.
And so, yeah, he is a holy God, and his wrath and judgment can fall upon you if you hold on to your sin,
mm-hmm.
or it can fall on the cross and his son, of which he's already paid the price. He took that upon it for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole deal, and you're exactly right, Steve. Mm-hmm. This sin is not being preached. The blood of Christ is not being preached. The cross of Christ is
Repentance.
Not being preached. Repentance is not being preached.
The message never changed.
Hey, it's still the same, isn't it?
It's still the same.
It's still the same. And so what are we doing to attract people to the Lord? Are we shining? Are we dangling shiny objects in front of them? And like we talked about yesterday, a bait and switch gospel. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about more about, hey, how we can help people make commitments, not fill out applications. Jesus, the captain of the host, right? He is looking for commitments and followers. And we're talking about commitments versus applications and what it means to become a follower of Jesus Christ and what is being presented. And today, you know, there are many false converts, people that said that they've accepted God and say that they are Christians, but, you know, there is not any fruit maybe in their life that points to the fact that they made a decision for Christ.
Mm.
And we need to be able to find out, hey, what happened here? And sometimes it's the way it was presented or the way people actually perceived it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'll just say this and I'll get whatever I wanted. And maybe I'll just get a hell, you know, get out of hell free card. And this is not what this is about. This is about allegiance to the Lord and being grateful that he actually paid the price. We were dead in our sins. We had a one-way ticket to hell. We were doomed from the beginning. And Jesus made a way to save us. He made a way to take upon the sin that you know, and judgment that was headed straight to us. He took it upon himself and gave us life again,
mm-hmm.
true life. And out of that, we need to understand that we owe our whole entire life. We're totally indebted to him. And whatever he wants to do is like, Lord, have your way.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get rid of the sugar-coated gospel that has gone out, that is void of allegiance, void of commitment, void of lordship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, spiritual junk food gospel, if you will. You know, tastes good, but void of nourishment, you know, and true satisfaction. Just sweet to the lips and sweet to the ears.
Mm-hmm.
In the last days, the Word of God tells us people are going to want to just tell me what my itching ears, tell me what I want to hear. Not what I need to hear.
Happy news.
Newsflash. Jesus didn't come so that you just can have a happy life. You know, happy life. No. You know, just bless my money, you know, motivate me. I just need a motivation. Do you have a scripture you can send me to motivate me today? Do you have, is there something you can just, you know, I just want a blessing upon the things that I have. Is there something you can throw my way? And when you think about the gospel according to Jesus, when you think about what Jesus said himself, you wonder, wow, I hear what's being shared in some places. I wonder, wow, what? Look, this is what Jesus said. Jesus says in John 6, he says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my body is real drink. And the thing is, like, are we feeding upon Jesus or are we feeding upon other things? Are people feeding upon just whatever? It's like, listen, you need to make Jesus your life. He's saying, eat my flesh and drink my blood. This is about me 100%. Mm-hmm. Catch a clue. Okay. I don't know what they told you. But let me tell you right here. This is what this is about. He says, for my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. This is about fellowship. This is about intimacy. This is about abiding.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. And so are we, you know, share, you got to feed on him. Mm-hmm. You got to abide with God. You have an abiding relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You got to be at his table because he is the bread of life, right? And he will not say, this is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers, it goes on and on. But then he goes down in verse 60, he says, mm-hmm. in verse 60, he says, on hearing it, many of his disciples said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? And today, you know, are there hard teachings? You know what I'm saying? They are. There are. Don't get me wrong. There are. I'm just talking about en masse.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, that's so hard. I don't know if we need to share that. It's like, listen, you know, we need to hear messages that cause us to blush a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. I used to hear a preacher say, go ahead and bring in your toes a little bit. I'm about to stomp on it. Okay, bring in them toes a little bit. We need to blush a little bit and understand that, hey, God's a holy God. This is his truth. And we just need to line up to whatever the truth, the word of God is in our life and not say just don't preach to me anything that's going to offend me.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be worried about offending people if we're going to offending Jesus. You got to choose. And we're not talking about offending for the sake of offending, but the truth offends those that don't want to align themselves with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped down a few verses. He says, yet there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and would betray him. He went on to say that this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. And this is what we're talking about, preaching the gospel. If we listen, it's the Holy Spirit that draws men to Jesus. When Jesus is lifted high, mm-hmm. all men will be drawn to him. And it's the Father and the Spirit of God that enables people to turn their hearts to him. But if we're hanging, you know, shiny objects and just saying, just say a prayer, did God draw? What happened there? What happened there? Are we working ahead of God? Are we just saying, just sign here?
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand the full commitment. And so when the disciples started to hear this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Jesus didn't change his message. He just changed his audience. He's like, okay, right. He didn't chase after them and say, hey, guys, I'm sorry. That came out a little harsh. Okay, you really don't have to follow me. It's a suggestion, you know. You can observe me from afar, see what you like and what you don't like. You don't worry about it. Just, you know, just skip that part. But what you do like, that you, he didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
They turned back, Stephen, no longer followed him. You know what Jesus' response? He says, you do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. You don't want to leave too, do you? Like, mm-hmm. hey, you better hurry up. They'll wait up for you. You don't want to leave too. It didn't caution him to think, well, maybe I shouldn't preach on the cross and the blood. Maybe I shouldn't. No. It was more resolved and more resolute. Like, hey, that bus is leaving. You want to catch them. Mm-hmm. You better get ahead and go. I want to know who's going to stand. And then Peter replies and says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know.
Mm.
We believe and know that you are the Son, you know, the Holy One of God. And so Peter clearly did not fill out an application, but clearly Peter made a commitment. Mm. And that's what we need in the body of Christ today. We need commitments. Men and women, sons and daughters, those are going to say, I want to give my life to Jesus, no matter the cost, no matter what happens to me, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then Jesus goes on further to say, Pat, he says that if anyone is going to come after me, you must deny right. yourself, take up your cross daily, mm-hmm. and follow me. I mean, there was no gray area there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, was that plain? That was, you know, English, I guess, in my mm-hmm. Bible. You know, that was plain.
Got to make that choice every single day.
And he told them
yeah.
up front, hey, this is count the cost. This is what it's going to mean.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we need to be able to share with other people. That, listen, you've got to count the cost. You got to know that serving Jesus requires your whole entire life. It means you abandon, you know, any life of sin that you had before, any associations, any friends, anyone mm-hmm. that would hinder you and come against your relationship with Jesus is an enemy of the cross. And he demands total allegiance.
Yeah. And you just looking at that encounter, it wasn't about the crowds, because the crowds were walking away from Jesus. And it just makes me think of the wide and the narrow roads. But at the same time, too, it's just like, if the only person that's standing next to you is Jesus, will you still stand for Jesus?
That's right. Mm. And listen, now more than ever, we need to be able to just share a gospel, you know, at large with the entire world that is plainly. Listen, Jesus loves you. He wants to spend eternity with you. He died for your sins. He wants to rescue you and ransom you that you can be united with him forever. But make no mistake about it, it's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you everything to serve him with your entire heart. But I promise you, it's worth it. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. He is the risen Christ. He is holy. And he desires to have a relationship with you forever. But you got to know the commitment. You got to count the cost. He's worth it all. Come to him. Make him the Lord and Savior of your life. And follow him all the days of your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.